In the world of silent cinema, few stars were as captivating and transformative as Lon Chaney. Known as the Man of a Thousand Faces, Chaney's ability to morph into grotesque and sympathetic characters alike established him as one of the pioneers of horror and character acting. Among his many films, A Blind Bargain in 1922 stands out not only for its unique storyline and Chaney's dual role, but also because it is a lost piece of film history. This is Land of the Lost. A Blind Bargain. Directed by Wallace Worsley and based on Barry Payne's novel, The Octave of Claudius, A Blind Bargain follows the story of an ambitious young man, Robert Sandal, who, in desperation, seeks the help of the enigmatic doctor, Arthur Lamb. Portrayed by Chaney, Dr. Lamb is a brilliant yet morally ambiguous scientist with a penchant for experimenting on humans. He promises to heal Sandel's crippled arm in exchange for a favor. A favor that grows more sinister as the story progresses. Chaney played not just Dr. Lamb, but also a second character, the hulking, mentally impaired beast created by the doctor's twisted experiments. His portrayal of these contrasting roles demonstrates Chaney's incredible versatility and talent for physical transformation. At the heart of A Blind Bargain is Lon Chaney's magnetic dual performance. Chaney's depiction of Dr. Lamb blended scientific genius with cold detachment, highlighting his ability to embody villainous characters with nuance. Meanwhile, his portrayal of the Beast Man displayed a tragic dimension often found in his monstrous roles, a hallmark of his career. The film was a product of Goldwyn Pictures Corporation, and it received significant acclaim upon release, with critics praising Chaney's makeup and performances. Directed by Wallace Worsley, who had collaborated with Chaney in The Hunchback of Notre Dame, 1923, the film also featured talented actors Raymond McKee and Virginia True Boardman in supporting roles. Despite its success and Chaney's growing reputation, A Blind Bargain has become one of Hollywood's most sought-after lost films. The last known print of the film was destroyed in a 1926 fire at MGM's Film Vault, which also claimed countless other films. Since then, A Blind Bargain has been considered a holy grail among silent film aficionados and Chaney fans. Several theories and rumors persist about the film's potential existence. Over the decades, film enthusiasts and historians have hoped for a copy to resurface, potentially hidden away in a private collection or miscatalogued in an archive. However, to date, no complete print has been found. Fragments of the original promotional material and still photographs are the only surviving evidence of the film's existence. The significance of A Blind Bargain extends beyond its horror elements. It encapsulates a crucial period in the evolution of American cinema. Chaney's films often explored themes of physical and psychological deformity, revealing societal fears and prejudices. A Blind Bargain would have added another layer to Chaney's exploration of duality, morality, and monstrosity. His dual roles anticipated his later work in London after Midnight, another famous lost film, and prefigured the complexities of horror storytelling in the silent era. Lon Chaney's iconic roles in films like The Phantom of the Opera and The Hunchback of Notre Dame cemented his place as a cornerstone of horror, but A Blind Bargain's loss leaves a tantalizing gap in his career. Given the acclaim it received at the time, it's likely the film offered another showcase of Chaney's transformative abilities, one that we can only now imagine. Film historians and archivists have long sought to recover A Blind Bargain. Given that lost films have occasionally reappeared, like George Méliès's A Trip to the Moon or Hitchcock's The White Shadow, there remains hope that A Blind Bargain could one day be rediscovered. Such a recovery would offer invaluable insights into the artistry of Lon Chaney and the early 1920s approach to horror. Despite being lost, A Blind Bargain continues to live on through Chaney's enduring legacy and the fascination with silent-era horror. It reminds us that even in its absence, the mystique of cinema's golden age persists. A Blind Bargain is a film lost to time, but not to memory. It serves as a reminder of both the impermanence of film and the lasting impact of cinema's early pioneers. Lon Chaney's performances in A Blind Bargain remain a subject of speculation, admiration, and curiosity among film historians and enthusiasts alike. The haunting premise and Chaney's ability to breathe life into dual roles elevate A Blind Bargain as more than just another lost film. It's a missing piece of horror history and a testament to Chaney's unforgettable legacy.